USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Joe Biden will discuss his administration's new COVID-19 response plan later on Thursday. He will also be signing more executive orders aimed at slowing down the ongoing pandemic. Regarding the executive orders that the president has already signed, House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, says
he knows the agenda and those executive orders he is signing are partisan. That's dividing. And I'm afraid that looking at this administration, if this is the start, what more is there to come?
Initial jobless claims are dropping, but they're still high. The Labor Department says 900,000 Americans filed first-time unemployment claims last week. That's down from 926,000 who filed the previous week. The number beat Wall Street predictions by about 35,000. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Newsmax TV. Everyone is watching it now. President Trump says he loves it. And more than 30 million Americans tune into Newsmax TV. With great shows and analysts like Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, and a lot more. Every night you can watch Newsmax's number one show, Greg Kelly Reports. Greg Kelly and Newsmax are unafraid to tell the truth about the election, how big tech is censoring you, and Joe Biden's dangerous plans. You need to watch Newsmax TV. Get Newsmax on all major cable systems or check your guide. If you don't get Newsmax, call your cable operator. Tell them you want Newsmax. And remember, Newsmax is free on Roku, YouTube, Apple TV, Zumo, TiVo Plus, Pluto, Chromecast, and most smart TVs like Samsung and LG. And don't forget to download the free Newsmax TV app. All other cable news channels ask you to pay, but Newsmax's app is free. So start watching anytime, anywhere in the world.
One of the many executive orders President Joe Biden signed into office was an extension of the eviction and foreclosure moratorium, the extension running through March 31st. Donna Van Ness is the president of the Housing Channel. They help people get loans to help them get caught up regarding their rent, and she says they're continuing to see people in need.
The initial program was up to $3,600. So the idea was about 3 months' rent on average. But now we're seeing people who are more than, obviously, 3 months behind and still haven't found a solution to their financial problem.
We have a winner. The history-making run of the Powerball jackpot came to an end Wednesday night with one winning ticket sold in Maryland. The $730 million prize was the fourth largest in the game's history and the sixth largest in the United States lottery history. The Mega Millions jackpot is a projected $970 million. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Last week, then-President-elect Joe Biden introduced a $1.9 trillion COVID relief plan. Now, President Joe Biden would like that plan passed in the first 100 days of his presidency. The plan includes $20 billion for a national vaccination program, $1,400 stimulus checks, and raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour. Regarding Joe Biden's economic policy, former Reagan economist Art Laffer tells Fox Business,
I thought Clinton was a great president and good on economics, and I thought he was terrific and still do. I think Biden has the potential of being as good as Clinton. Yeah, Biden has been in the Senate a long time. He gets along really well with the Republicans in the Senate. He's done well. He's been moderate. You know that Joe Biden voted for the 86 Tax Act and touted its attributes really highly. So Biden, I don't think, has a chip on his shoulder. And I think he can do a great job.
President Joe Biden fired an independent federal labor regulator within hours of taking office on Wednesday in an unprecedented move that was cheered by labor unions. Within minutes of his inauguration, Biden threatened to fire National Labor Relations Board General Counsel Peter Robb if he did not voluntarily resign from his position as the top prosecutor at the agency. Robb, whose four-year term was set to expire in November, rebuked Biden's demand. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.